Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
All right, let's do this.
How are you?
I'm great, man. How are you?
Never better. Good to see you. I like your champion baseball tee there.
Thank you so much.
Your hat.
Yeah.
Snowco made fun of my shirt today.
Why?
Look at this shirt, man.
It's like a middle-aged shirt. I told you I'm trying to go full.
Put it on, button it up.
I'm trying to go full middle-aged, right? I'm getting
it. Looks good.
And so this
looks
was
like
a gift.
He's going bowling.
Brooke got this for me. I like it.
I like the other one better.
I do too. I think she does too.
Yeah.
But this is
I mean, because I have shirts like the other one.
What are the pictures of?
There's the other one is just like, it's just a different color. I had the stripes. You saw me in it at the last
one. No, the other one is like almost like a little shirt. Guy Fieri, but cooler.
Yeah.
If you can picture those shirts, right?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Very 1950s bowling, but no skulls or flames.
Yeah, it's just like that band of
reddish
it
would, stripes.
The same kind of shirt that a guy in, and I have like three or four of them. I bought them because of that show.
Because the of two, Diners,
no, the two detectives who
True Detective?
Who were stuck. They were going to get to BTK, but they canceled it. It was on Netflix.
Oh, the Mind of a Murderer?
Yeah, whatever that is, right?
Mindhunter.
Yeah, Mindhunter.
Yeah, Mindhunter, those shirts, right? Where those guys wear with the pants and they walk, that's what the look.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think that's the look you're going for there.
Yeah.
It just missed.
What, with this one?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Oh.
But the other one was
the other one is
perfect.
That look?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
They're literally
I have like three
shirt.
Or four of those that I would wear out if I ever went out.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's one of the things, though, as you know, when someone goes to buy you clothing, you got to be careful. It's a gift.
Of course.
And there is stuff, that Tommy Hilfiger shirt that you pointed out, that was all, she got me a bunch of clothes for my birthday, which I always feel like is a way of saying, could you just try a little bit harder? I'd like to see in this. And I feel like it's the least I can do.
Yeah, because
she
good.
Does, you know.
I'm not
like
saying it looks bad. I'm just saying.
But there are lines.
The other one looks better.
And one of the things she got me is like a t-shirt, which she showed me. I went on the website. You can see the guys wearing it. They're young, first of all, much younger than me. And there seems to be this trend where the shirts are kind of short. They just sort of come to the waist and they're super wide.
Hmm.
And I'm like, yeah, I don't think this is going to work. And I put it on. I was like, she's like, no. Okay, you're right. You're right. Try too hard. Got to find that line somewhere. But you matched hats and everything today.
Well, like, I mean, just happened to get lucky.
Oh, okay.
It's just my Royals hat and I grabbed the shirt off the rack.
How's your eye? I meant to ask you yesterday about
better.
The...
almost right gone.
There. Did you end up going to the... what the hell do they call it? Eye doctor?
Optometrist.
Nope. Okay, good.
I called my doctor.
I knew that, and he was like, it's...
He's just, like, yeah, it's nothing to worry about,
it's
man.
It's just a capillary or whatever.
Yeah.
You've never had that happen before, right?
Never.
Yeah. I know it happens a lot, like with swimming and stuff, so I figured at some point when you did a backflip into one of those pools, maybe you would have had it happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's when it happened to me, it's happened to my brother quite a bit, and his gets red completely around the eye, but when it happened to me, my whole eye, you just had it in one spot. My whole eye was filled with...
Right, like I had a, you know, blood in my eye. Yeah. I'm like, what the hell is that?
Well, you remember...
No, I also was on the football field coaching football, and it's on turf, and they have those little black pellets.
Yeah, yeah.
And I remember, like, getting hit with... You know what I mean? So I'm like, well, did that do it? I don't know.
What do those do? Do they keep you... Do they help you slide?
You end up in your shoes and make your eye bloody? Like, yeah, what?
When we played soccer, they had
them everywhere.
I was like, well, I should probably know this. This is probably a dumb question, but... Yeah,
no, don't know.
It's a thing. How was football, by the way?
Good.
He's doing good?
Yeah, everything's good, man.
No big hits yet?
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, we're just getting started. We'll see. We haven't had a game
right,
yet.
But nothing. Yesterday you said you knew that you were worried that eventually when he gets hit,
he had another
see
hit.
How you
he
feel.
Hadn't got it yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Good. Well, there's nothing else new to report around here, is there?
No.
That I know of? I saw our boss earlier,
yeah,
and I just said, did you say hi to him?
Said hi to him. Everything was good.
And that was it?
Yeah.
Okay. And I don't know if you got on our subreddit last night. Just go to reddit.com/r/churchoflaszlo. It's so cool to see people from Detroit and stuff on there saying,
yes,
hey, this sucks. I can't listen in the car, but I'm listening on the app. There was a lot of that.
Of course.
I felt good about that.
Vegas and Dallas, so
yes,
it's good.
Yes.
Seattle still, I mean.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
You know.
They'd make me, we do see that.
Thanks to technology.
Exactly.
You can still listen to us.
Yep. So thank you. And we can see it, and we can communicate, and
yeah,
don't
and
think
text
that doesn't
us. Help. 913-586-7965, or just go to Laszlo.church.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
So you watched Hard Knocks?
Yes, I did.
Detroit
I watched
Lions.
It Friday night, yes.
They're How
probably,
good was it?
I'm probably an episode behind by now, huh?
No, there isn't a new one. I keep looking, okay. There's not a new
okay.
one.
By the way, I know we've complained about this before, but I went on the damn HBO Max app, right?
Mm-hmm.
I open it up. And it's not advertised to me. So I go, okay, I click over the thing, just added, right? It's not even up
yeah.
on the just added thing. I had to go in and search
I know.
Hard Knocks.
And then they give you a bunch of old ones.
Right.
And you're
what
like, I don't want the new
this?
One. What, I, what, don't you guys want me to watch it?
It's crazy. Well, he said, the guy from Time Warner or whatever said, I don't know, what was it, a couple weeks ago when they were talking about Batgirl and everything? They said, like, yeah, we're going to merge Discovery Plus with HBO Max, and yeah, we're going to be merging onto their app because
right,
it works and ours doesn't. But I didn't know that there was the Manti Te'o documentary.
I heard about
that?
It, but I haven't watched it.
Okay. I saw someone saying, because is it like actually coming out in installments or something? I thought it was a Netflix thing, but the article I was reading made it sound like, you know, the second part or whatever part is out. I completely forget about the whole Manti Te'o thing and like how long they were talking and how, you know, it's one of those things where at first...
It's the first time we really heard about someone being catfished.
Truly catfished.
Right, and it being a news story.
Right.
Like, it may have been one of your buddies, you know, be like, I don't think this person is real. But then, like, someone really falling in love and, like, it playing out on a national scene.
Yes, and I don't think catfish had come out yet.
I think
right?
it came out after that.
Yeah,
they
we didn't
were
have
like,
a term for it yet. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And honestly, as I recall, when the story first broke, we were like, what? This is ridiculous. I mean, I thought that he was... trying to hide that he was gay.
Right, that was the
I
big
mean,
thing.
That's just, I think, what we kind of thought. Like, what do you mean? How did you know? And then when you heard the voice that he was listening to, and then I had to be real careful and go, okay, well, don't say, how could this possibly happen? This could never happen to me. Because
right,
as soon as you
could.
Say something like that, yeah, I want to watch it. There's a trailer here.
What's it on?
It says Netflix.
Absolutely astounding senior year. His grandmother and girlfriend, Lene Kakua, had died the same night. He dedicated his season to them. It was an amazing story.
I mean, they were with me, you know. I miss them.
One problem, his girlfriend did not exist.
I don't think anyone can appreciate how big a story it became. This was a very sophisticated hoax, perpetrated for reasons we can't understand.
At this point, I'm at the Heisman ceremony. I don't know what to think, and I can't tell anybody what's going on.
He'll never say it affected his play, but you could definitely see something was up.
We just thought, what sick joke is someone trying to put on us?
My uncle immediately said, I think you're getting catfished.
Okay, so September 2012. 10
wow.
years. It's been 10 years. It says in this article here that Teo told several media outlets that he had suffered an immeasurable loss. Both his girlfriend and his grandmother had died on the same day. I forgot that that was part of the story, that she died. Do you remember that, Snowcone? You're nodding
yeah,
your head.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
I don't remember that at all. So he said that they both died on the same day. He told the press that his girlfriend had been injured in a car accident, and during her recovery, she was diagnosed with leukemia. I forgot about all of this.
Yeah.
I forgot that he said she was dead. I certainly don't remember that she was in a car crash and had leukemia.
I don't remember how we all found out. I mean, I really don't. I need to watch
it. Well, it says that there was doubt that began to be cast by sports media outlets. And apparently it says here that in 2013, Deadspin, someone that worked at Deadspin, Timothy Burke and Jack Dickey, began to investigate these claims and started looking into it. So I don't know. I'm interested, too, because that is – it's still a crazy story. And of all the catfishing stories, it's probably the craziest one that I can think of.
Well, just it's been the most high profile, for sure.
Well, and that's true. He's you know, a celebrity or a known person.
Yeah, he was up for the Heisman Trophy. I mean, it was a big deal. He played at Notre Dame. Yeah. As much as I hate them, you know, the biggest college football program there is.
Right, and played in the NFL. Right, and
for a little bit,
but you know, you heard that guy there, his friend saying, he says, you know, he'll tell you it didn't affect his play, but it affected his play. I can't think of another example of that where someone actually talked to the person. Catfishing is almost always, you know, online. And I guess you could call someone, but in this instance, it was a guy taking it a step further and doing that voice. And that voice, I mean, you remember when you heard that voice, you're like, that was the moment.
Yeah.
And I don't remember if it was 60 Minutes or what, who got that exclusive, but when you heard the voice, you're like, oh, I could fall for this. You know, I'm a gullible guy. I'm not very smart, and I'm gullible.
I feel bad for him.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
You know, and then I want to find out what happened to him.
Yeah, and I mean,
I know he played football for a little bit, but not long. It was never great. Like, not as good as you would have thought he would have been to be a defensive player up for the Heisman Trophy. There's not a lot of those, you know. And those guys usually, if they are up for the Heisman Trophy, you know, they're Woodson and Hutchinson, and like names you know now. You're like, oh, that guy was great.
Right, and. There, I mean, the name, Manti Te'o, unless you're too young to remember it, which as we get older, there'll be younger people who don't remember it. But for the foreseeable future, you will always be, when you hear that name. I mean, just imagine every single time he met someone from that point on, I'm sure up until this very day, if he goes to shake someone's hand, he's looking at them and they're looking at him and he knows what
everybody
they're thinking.
Everybody knows.
It's like Louis C.K. talked about that. You know, everybody knows my thing. I know this is different, but just the idea that you know when someone's looking at you, especially when they're first meeting you, like this is what they think.
That was a funny thing that Louis C.K. said.
Oh, when he said
I know people don't like when
everybody's got a thing.
He said everybody's got a thing. Everybody knows. Everybody's got a sex thing. God, I wish I knew what your sex thing was, because everyone knows mine. Barack Obama knows
my sex thing,
but I don't know anybody's sex thing.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. Oh, I mean, allegedly. I didn't actually watch it or pay for it or anything. Hey, can guys be slutty?
Oh, I saw that.
Did you see this on Twitter?
Yeah.
Oh, that was kind of funny, right?
Sure.
All right, we'll talk about it. The Church
of Laszlo. Yo. All right, what's going on?
I just saw this, and I'm trying to figure out if it's real. I think it's real. Maybe Snow Cone knows. Snoop Dogg has cereal coming out.
Oh, I did see that. Snoopios or something.
Snoop Loops.
Yeah, there you go.
It's weird, though, because...
Definitely
of,
not surprising.
Right. And the cover of the box, it says Snoop Loops.
Snoop Loops.
There's no picture of him. If I saw that in the store, I wouldn't know that had anything to do with...
It's like a little mouse.
With Snoop Dogg. Is it a mouse? Because I was going to say that maybe it's like a wolf or something, but it's probably supposed to be a dog. Shouldn't it be if it's Snoop Loops?
It must be a little blue dog
or something. I also saw that, speaking of him, he, and you may have seen the Snow Cone, he became only the third artist to have a top 10 hit in the 90s, 2000s, the 10s, and the 20s.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So there's only been three of those. Let me see who else is on that list. I also saw Drake just beat the Beatles record. Did you see that one, Snow Cone?
No, I did not.
Are you guys Drake fans at all?
No, but sure. I mean, I could be. I'm just not aware.
I mean,
like, I know the songs that I guess I maybe should know, but I don't know.
Yeah, I felt like he was, when he started to get popular, I don't know how long ago that was now. I definitely was sort of late. It seemed like...
2010, 11.
Yeah, I was thinking over 10 years now, probably.
Yeah.
Where you go, oh, okay, well, he's got a hit song, whatever, but, you know, no. And then he's just so massive, like, I need to go back and listen.
Right.
And I'm fine with some of it, but, man, he just continued to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And so now he's beat the Beatles record.
Really?
Yeah, it says Drake just broke a record that was previously held by the Beatles for 64 years.
Wow.
It says he just set a record with his 30th top five song on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. This is thanks to his feature on Staying Alive. The record was previously held by the Beatles for 64 years with 29 songs. So 30th top five songs. And how does that work, too, when it's an appearance? If you appear on a song, does that count?
Maybe.
It seems like they count those, I think, based on, because the Snoop Dogg thing looked like that's what happened with him, too. It was something that he, which that's fine. You know what? You're part of the song. I guess that's fine. And I don't. Speaking of being in the 60s, this reminded me of something else. Madonna's birthday is today.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday. It says she's 64, I think is what it said.
Okay.
I don't know what your relationship was with Madonna as a child.
I'm when I was a kid.
Right. And didn't she seem...
So pretty intimate.
Didn't she seem like...
We had a thing.
Much younger than our moms? Like, much younger than our moms, right? Or no? I mean, looking back, I really thought that Madonna... I was, like, young enough to be my mom's daughter. I don't know. They're not that far apart. They're, like, 10 years age difference.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's not that crazy. She's 64. By the way, still looks pretty good.
I mean, for 64.
Yeah. Remember when...
Well, your mom or Madonna?
Madonna.
Oh, okay. I was talking about your mom.
Okay. Yeah.
But she's masturbated to her as a young boy.
Jesus. Okay. She does listen sometimes.
I know.
Yes. And she'll listen for a little bit, and especially right now. She's worried about contracts and stuff, so she's been listening more.
You're
going to
be just fine.
If you're gonna do stuff like that, maybe don't be quite so descriptive with the M word. Appreciate Sorry. It.
You're welcome.
My mom is embarrassed to say these things directly to me, so she'll reference them, but she won't say what she actually heard. But she references the conversation, so then I know that she heard it, but she can't say it. And then I feel like maybe you text her sometimes. I'm not being like, oh, no, you text her. I feel like there's something going on there. Maybe she Facebook
messages
you. All
these years,
you.
Now you think there's something going on there.
You know what I mean.
Good for you.
I think she messages you.
Well, you're really
you
getting to the
Facebook
bottom of this. I've been telling you forever there's something going on
I'm
there.
I'm starting to think there might be something.
I think that she might
think
be
you guys
messaging
might talk
you.
Or something.
Yes, I've texted your mother, okay? But yeah. I don't do it often, and your mom never reaches out to me.
I know.
So I don't know. I just get this feeling sometimes my mom will say that she messaged you on Facebook or something.
Yeah.
I'm like, Mom, you don't have to keep messaging him. You don't have to keep sending him likes and little pokes and whatever else you're doing. Please, Mom.
Pokes.
Please. Just
God, you're old.
Is that still a thing?
No.
Maybe.
Oh, a couple years ago, I thought we discovered that it was still a thing that nobody had done in however many years, but they probably did. They probably did get rid of it. What was wrong with pokes? It was a way to like something before you had the hearts. Yeah, I get it, but it's no different than a like, right? You just go through, and the like is a poke.
It's completely different.
I get it. The like is a poke without being as straightforward to say, I'm poking you. But what are you doing when you like someone's picture?
Gosh,
you're trying to get their attention.
Jesus.
Especially if you go in and deep like a bunch of stuff, that's what you're doing. So, anyway.
I deep poke your mom.
For Christ's sake.
I mix them together. I'm crazy like that. Like, what do you want? A like, a deep like, a poke, a deep poke? I'm like, give me the deep poke. I'm all in with a deep poke, kid.
Did you bleep all of that?
No.
Please. I really hope you did.
The Church of Laszlo.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast. You don't know, could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo. All right, come on, man.
We are doom scrolling, my
Do
man.
It.
So the top story, I guess, is Trump related again. The DOJ wants to keep the original search affidavit sealed. So now, Republicans are upset about this. I will admit at this point, Lazo, I've lost interest. I don't know what's happening anymore.
The Justice Department says it wants to keep the affidavit from last week's search of Mar-a-Lago sealed. Officials say sharing those details at this time would, quote, cause significant and irreparable damage to this ongoing criminal investigation. But calls for transparency continue, and threats of violence against the FBI agents are increasing.
All right, I will openly admit that I'm the dumbest guy in the room. So the Department of Justice wants to keep it sealed, but isn't Merrick Garland, kind of in charge? And when he said, hey, we should unseal this, why isn't it his call? I thought that it was just up to the judge to decide at that point. Wasn't he asking the judge, or are these different? Okay, no one knows. I just know Trump's still angry. He's on Truth Social, and I don't have room on my phone for Truth Social at the moment. I'm trying to free some things up, so I haven't been able to keep too close to tabs on.
I think what I read, and this is very layman's term of me just giving the top of it, was they don't have to release those, and I think Merrick Garland can't do it on his own, but he said, I will do it if Trump's lawyers agree to it, because I think it's important, and then Trump's lawyers agreed to it.
Right. My understanding.
I don't think the judge has to do it. I think it was between those two.
My understanding is that.
Well, your understanding's wrong. So move on.
No,
what I just said was completely accurate.
But is this the same thing? Because he told basically it was up to Trump, right? And his lawyers, like, hey, you guys say you want this information out there, then put it out there.
I've never been more frustrated in my life. I just explained it to you.
Okay, you're right. Moving on.
Keep doing it again.
Moving on.
Jesus Christ.
South Carolina. 88-year-old woman. She's out gardening.
Mm-hmm.
I saw pictures
of
this.
You're old to be gardening.
I saw pictures of this, whatever you call it, neighborhood, and I was like, I
take it easy,
this.
Lady. You're 88.
Yeah, that's, well, maybe that's why.
South Carolina right now, it's hotter than hell. Oh, relax.
It's pretty warm.
Yeah. Right. Well, you know, in the fall, go if you want to go plant some, you know, seeds or something. But I don't know what you're doing in this hot weather out there. Don't do that.
Hot heat.
What do you think odds you make it to 88? One in 100?
Slim,
I feel like it's basically zero.
I'm trying to squeeze 70, maybe.
Right,
like
me too.
In my head, I'm like, yeah.
And then you see an 88-year-old out gardening, I'm like, I can't do that now. I went out this weekend to try and mow the lawn. It almost killed me. I don't understand. Well, she did die. Gardening, you know, killed her indirectly, not from the heat and not from overexerting herself. She slipped a little bit, and she slid into a little pond there.
Yeah, drowned.
And she got eaten by an alligator.
What? Yeah, Jesus Christ,
yeah.
See?
And when they came to get her, the gator was sitting there over the top of her and would not give up his kill.
And tragedy struck yesterday at a gated community in Hilton Head, South Carolina. Officials say an 88-year-old woman was gardening when she apparently slipped into a pond. She was killed by an alligator. Police arrived and found the nearly 10-foot-long gator standing there over her remains. It was eventually captured. This was the second alligator attack there in 5 years.
Horrible way to die. Also, would be an extremely horrible thing to have to witness if it was someone that you cared about. Because you can't do anything in that moment. Now, they didn't say anything about her husband still being alive. He's probably been dead for a while or whatever. But if you see a loved one and they slide, obviously, if it's your kids, you got to try. You got to try and fight. If it's your sibling, I guess it depends on how close you are with your sibling, but that's going to be tough to watch. And as you see it start to do the spin, I mean, you're going to be thinking,
okay, I know someone whose grandma died in a grease fire, and they were there. They saw it happen.
Ugh.
Would you rather that or the alligator?
Like
die in a grease fire?
Yeah, like she caught on fire from a grease fire.
Oh my God! I mean, what even
kills
you?
That's so slow.
Well,
it's right.
And the thing was, they were trying to. I think, like from what I was told,
like,
they were trying
her
to smother her and stuff, like throwing like flour and stuff.
Oh
on her.
No!
So
you're,
like, throwing, the like, alligator. At least it goes under.
That's kind of what I
and
thought.
You can. It's quick and it's over, right? I mean, you hope.
That's I hope. At I least thought. You, if it doesn't kill you with puncture wounds, and you would drown at least, right? Because it's going to take you
well,
under.
Well, that's what it does
around.
First. It does that little roll thing and makes you. You're,
I think it drowns you pretty quick, right?
Yeah, I would think that. I don't know how long does it take before you drown. I guess until you finally suck in water and
you're pretty panicked.
You're done, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm definitely going gator. I think burning is almost always the worst decision.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how long it takes. Now, if you see like smoke inhalation or whatever, I don't know. Right. But
I'm saying, what do you witness? What would you rather witness?
Oh, something like a loved one?
The gator.
Yeah, at least with the gator, hopefully the person's under the water.
You're throwing flour and stuff.
Oh, my God. And you do the wrong thing.
And they're just screaming. No.
That's horrible.
Like something out of a scary movie.
I can't imagine.
Yeah, no, definitely the alligator because
it's underwater.
It's underwater.
You can't see it.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Now, that's a hell of a sight when you come back and you're like, hey, you know, there's the gator and it's standing over her
like
body. Like,
you.
Yes, like, no, this is mine. You can't have it.
Ugh.
I sent you that video a couple months ago, that woman in Mexico that was just barely being dragged along by the strap of her purse next to that crocodile.
Yeah.
I mean,
which
what
one
do
of
you,
your brothers would you jump in the water to protect?
None of them.
None of them?
I mean,
do you think any of them would jump in to protect you?
A 10-foot gator?
Maybe.
10-foot.
I just don't think I'm going to be of any help here, you know?
Well, it can't hurt.
It's going to kill me. Yeah.
Maybe you could distract it, you know?
You know, but then my mom loses two sons in one day.
It's a real Sophie's choice.
I don't know. I don't know. Instinct would kick in, I'm sure, if you're a parent. I don't think you have a choice, you know? And maybe if it's your sibling, you would. Maybe you just go like, oh, my God. And when they start screaming, they're saying, help, you have to go in. You're trying to grab it by the tail. Maybe you're looking for something to hit it with, stab it with. I don't know.
Yeah, right.
So who would you jump in? Obviously, your kids. You jump in and fight that thing. Let's say we're playing golf, the three of us. Just imagine.
Me, it's difficult. You, and
yeah. Snow cone. We're at like a public course, okay? Because that's the only place they'll let us in. And
if there's an alligator, I push Snow cone towards it so that it eats him instead of me.
What if Snow cone is screaming
I
and hasn't done
right
a successful death roll? He's taunting Snow cone, and Snow cone's head is above the water going, guys, please. And then he keeps coming back up, and I'm like, dude, it's not killing him yet. It's like torturing him. It's playing with him. We should call someone.
So here, I want to make sure you're saying this to him.
Yeah.
Because I'm not around anymore. I've left. As soon as that alligator grabs Snow Cone, whatever you're saying, I don't hear because I'm on the other hole. I'm on
the
13th
hole.
I'm gone. Way away from any sort of water. Oh, I'm playing. I'm playing. I just skipped that hole. I played through. 12 and 11 seemed close. Just go straight to 13, finish this round up.
Just mumbling under your breath like it's always something with these idiots. I knew I should have invited them.
Yeah, snow cone. I mean, if you're screaming. And it doesn't take you straight down. If it takes you straight
don't
in,
jump in,
if it takes you straight in, and I just see the splash, I'm like, oh my God, that was a gator. No.
No.
But if you keep popping your head up and you're like, guys, then I guess I'm throwing rocks. I'm not going in.
No,
I don't think there's anyone alive that I'm going in there for.
You're not going in. I know you. You are not going in.
It's not
going
to happen. No. I think there are those instances where people can become much braver than they normally are because you fool yourself into thinking, I'll survive this.
It's my kid only. That's it.
But with a gator, I can't convince myself that I'm going to survive this. Once it's spinning you around in the water and no. With the house fire, you go, all right, I'm just going to run in there, see if I can help out. It could still kill you.
Yeah, I can try to do that.
But I give it a shot. But I'm not going in there fighting a gator. But you're the, I'll fight him on land, but not in the water guy, right?
Yeah, he's in the water with snow cone.
Yeah, if he's got snow cone by the edge of the water, and he's just...
How close to the water?
Right, kind of next to it, and he's just chomping on his leg, and snow cone's going, oh,
I might come over and give it a good kick.
Yeah.
I think
what happens, but as soon as he gets in the water, it's over.
I would probably...
If I got golf clubs on me, I hit it right in its eye.
Yeah, if the club's long enough, try and hit it in the head.
Hit it in the eye.
I would probably scold it.
Well, I feel like it's just covered in armor, so it's, you know, I'm really going for the eyes here.
Yeah, it doesn't have a weak point, really, except those
eyes. I'm talking about snow cone now. Oh, right, of course. Knock him out, make sure he doesn't feel anything. I'll
Jesus,
do that for
man.
You. I come over with a golf club, he's like, thank you, buddy. I'm like, right in the head.
Liza's going, stop fighting. It's taking forever. This could have been over with already. If you're on land, I'm going to yell at it like a dog. Hey, get out of here. Come on, leave it alone.
That's probably what I'm doing.
Yeah. That's my best effort. And I'd probably yell at people like,
heel,
hey, somebody,
boy, heel.
Go call someone.
It's an alligator, you idiot.
I know. That would be my instinct, I think, is to yell at it like you do an animal. I mean, when that possum came up, didn't you yell at it? Hey, oh, there was no warning? There was no verbal warning before that?
We put up our dukes.
Okay. So
it looked at me, I looked at it, and we were like, it's on. I threw like 5 tennis balls at it. It didn't move. So I was like, all right. And I just walked up to it, and it was not expecting me to actually just backhand it with the racket.
Yeah.
That thing went flying. Boom. I Serena Williams that son of a bitch.
By the way, the possum is fine. It was not dead underneath this porch. Yeah, I mean, I don't want to say no animals.
It ran away.
Yeah,
I mean,
no
animals
were killed.
It didn't die. I think I was shocked at how far it flew.
Yeah,
and then it landed on the ground. Boom! And then I ran over and looked for it, and it took off and ran away.
I mean, they're hanging in trees, right? Or is that just in the children's books? I feel like that's what they do.
One was in my on my deck the other day. It was lucky I didn't have a tennis racket by it.
I've got a bunch of them. They're just the ugliest things and huge, but I hear that they eat bugs and stuff, whatever. What are you going to do?
Well, remember that, but it'll kill my cat.
Oh, you think it'll fight your animals?
I think it'll fight my cat, yeah. So I have to protect my cat.
They are mean sons of bitches.
Yeah. Are they? I figured they just sit around and eat bugs.
I just kind of figure possums are, too, I think.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about the cat thing. I don't know. My cats are out there all the time, and there's owls and stuff. I don't know how one of them hasn't gotten killed yet, but with the possum thing, all I can think is don't get in my house, especially with Laszlo's little fight with his.
Yeah.
Once it gets up close, because I don't want to have to get close enough to hit it with the racket or kick it. You know, just stay over there. And they stink. Have you been close? Okay, that's enough talk about the possums. No. I needed to tell you about the recall because you're a parent. There's a major recall. And you don't have to be a parent to, you know, this be pertinent information for you, because I love Capri Sun.
The first recall involves those Capri Sun drink pouches. Kraft Heinz is recalling more than 5,000 cases of Capri Sun wild cherry flavor because they may contain a cleaning solution. The company says it was inadvertently introduced into a production line at a factory. Kraft Heinz warns consumers should not drink the products and should return them to their place of purchase.
Now, if this was, wacky radio or whatever, shouldn't we be sending Snow Cone to go get whatever flavor of cherry Capri Suns is recalled, and then you got to drink them? I feel like that's something that they do. 5,700 wild cherry Capri Sun cases have been affected. How do they figure that out? Like, wait a second, you didn't put that cleaning on last week when we were putting stuff in the pouches, did you? And he's like, yeah, no, I mean, I put them for, oh my God. And then you got to, and also, good on whoever it is when these people actually step up and say, I'm gonna say something.
Yeah.
Because if I'm working in that factory or whatever,
God, no.
Forget about it.
No.
They're gonna have to connect the dots themselves. Why do people keep getting sick? Let them do that investigation. I'm not falling on any sword.
The Church of Laszlo.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Yo.
Yo. All right.
We're going to doom scroll some more?
We're going to finish doom scrolling, my man. That's the plan. Are you excited? This is your opportunity.
I've never been more excited.
You remember what you said yesterday? Hold on, let me look here.
No.
You don't?
Not at all.
Okay.
Oops. I was hammered.
Remember these?
Oh,
what is that?
Right.
It's the bag, the package. You tried the other stuff.
I'm not eating mushrooms with you.
I thought you liked it. I thought yesterday I'm he not... seemed like he was. Didn't he say tomorrow we'll
he
do
said,
it?
He promised. I remember.
He said tomorrow.
That's not true. I said you do it.
No, wasn't. I thought the last thing he said yesterday was tomorrow.
He said, I promise
we'll
I'll take them tomorrow. That's what he said.
Well, give me the whole thing. I'll eat them all.
If you're going to do it, that's
and
great.
Just see what happens.
I was going to say make snow cone eat them, but
no,
I'll eat them all.
You will? All right,
yeah.
Go for it. It's not that many.
That's
you could
boy.
Probably eat that, right?
That looks like about a quarter.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to feel it, I'm guessing,
quarter.
But.
A quarter schmorter.
Yeah, right, whatever. It's a tiny bag of mushrooms. Just eat it.
You know how many mushrooms I've eaten in my life?
Right. Yeah, yeah. Never noticed.
The Church of Laszlo.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Doom scroll, baby.
Yeah. Well, remember the missing teenager, Kylie Rodney? She went missing over the weekend. She was at a party at a campsite with a couple of hundred other teenagers. No one has seen her since the night of that party. They've also not been able to find her car. There's been this massive search for her. And today, well, I guess yesterday and today both have been kind of grim, especially if you know you're a family member of hers. You got to watch the police get up there and say, we are now changing the focus of the investigation. You know, it starts as search and rescue.
Sure.
And then it becomes an investigation, which we know what that means. Who did it?
Right.
And where is she? And at one point, some of these searchers, I assume they had dogs with them, but they said, hey, we think we might have found something. You know, we've got something here. It looks like possibly a grave site. So they go out there and they start digging, and it turns out someone had buried a dog there. I guess.
Okay.
I don't know how recently that dog had been buried, but the whole thing, I can't imagine that feeling of watching the sheriff, watching the police get up there and say, hey, you know, we now have to change. And of course, the cops have to be careful how they word it, but we know what it means.
This morning, new clues in the desperate search for 16-year-old Kylie Rodney as authorities announce a new phase of their investigation.
We are moving into a more limited but continuous search and rescue effort. We are going to have to switch modes and kind of focus on the investigative end and try to figure out where do we go from there.
Kylie was last seen at Prosser Family Campground near Lake Tahoe, the site of a party she attended with hundreds of other teens. The last known ping from her cell phone was around 12:30 a.m.
What do you do with the car? You know, with all these true crime shows, a person goes missing, you know, shallow grave seems to be pretty common.
Sure.
They find him in the woods somewhere or whatever. With the car, you just drive it into a lake and you hope that it sinks? Is that what people do?
I guess.
I just figured when they said, like on Monday morning or whatever, I think it was Monday that I first heard about it, after she'd gone missing, and they said, you know, this teenager's missing, I saw, oh, her car's not there either. I thought, well, it shouldn't take them too long because they should be able to at least find the car.
Right.
And then maybe they can get some clues. They say they've had like 1,200 tips. You know, at first I mentioned that none of the teenagers wanted to talk. The police were like, no one is telling us anything. Maybe they're scared. Who knows? But the family had a $50,000 reward, and they've upped it to $75,000, which anytime I see that, too, you know, they'll go on TV, they'll have a press conference, and they say, we now are raising that to $75,000. Is there someone sitting somewhere that for $50,000 goes, I can't do this. I'm scared. I'm not going to give you the information. But they add that extra $25,000. They go, all right, it's $75,000 now. I have to tell them. Like, I mean,
at some point, there's a risk versus reward, right, where you're like, this guy's going to kill me.
Yeah.
But, or maybe it's part of the people who are involved in it.
Yeah.
And they think, hey, if you come forward, you know, we'll give you the money.
And I'm kind of surprised that there's not, I mean, I shouldn't say surprised, I guess, but all these billboards that you see, you know, money, this reward money was given to anyone who has information that can lead right to the arrest or give us answers. I'm kind of surprised there's not like a group that's like private investigators almost, where that's what they do. They go around following these missing thing. People cases, and they make their money by taking the reward money. Because the tough thing would be, if you are someone that was at that party, or if you know someone, you hear something and you're like, oh, I think they were talking about that missing girl. I got to go tell on them, right? I got to go give this information to the police. Then when the family says, thank you for your help, here's the money, you can't take the money, can you? I mean, that feels weird.
It feels bad, yeah.
It feels really weird. And I know that they raise a lot of it through fundraisers, but still, that would be a weird part where they cut you a check. I don't know how that works. I wonder how often people turn down the money. Like, what the percentage is. Is it over half?
Probably not a lot, I bet.
You think most of the time they just take the money?
Yeah.
And also, you know, I guess the police are the ones who decide whether or not your tip was the one that led them to the arrest. So I guess they get to decide, yeah, this person is worthy of getting the reward money. But she's been missing for a while now. Her car, she's probably not alive.
Right.
I think it's
6-8. We hope she is.
We obviously hope she is. But it's crazy to think that you could be at a party with that many other teenagers. And that, I mean, teenagers talk. That's what they do. When you got to school on a Tuesday morning, Lazo, or a Monday morning, and you sat down in that first class, or, you know, for us, we had like we met in the gymnasium before first hour. People were telling you everything that happened over the weekend, and people that I didn't even know, that I don't associate with. They could tell you everything that everyone did over the weekend. Did you hear all this gossip? Words spread instantly. And you'd think with 100, 200 teenagers at this party that someone
would know.
And they'd be talking.
Maybe that's where the money comes in.
Maybe. And maybe they are just scared. I don't know. Did you see the 8-year-old in Ohio? She has a lemonade stand, and there's some food vendors that are nearby, and they get upset that she's got this lemonade stand going. So, you know, look, you got to have a permit. If you want to sell food or beverage, we had to get permits. You got to get one.
Sure.
So the cops get called, and you can tell the cops don't want to do this, but they have to shut down this 8-year-old girl's lemonade stand because there'd been a complaint.
I was just selling lemonade at my dad's work. He walked out of the car and said, I'm sorry, but I got a complaint call and they have to shut me down. I was really sad and angry. I have this little mitten that says, when life gives you lemon, make lemonade.
Oh, what a cute kid. Can you imagine that being part of your job? When you sign up to be a cop, you don't think about going and shutting down an 8-year-old girl's lemonade stand. That's not supposed to be part of it.
No.
But businesses and people in the community, they heard about what was going on. They got her the right permit. They even got her a new stand, and they gave her some seed money, you know, to get going again. So it has a happy ending. But those people, you know, those festivals and stuff,
would do that for us.
They're very serious about those permits when you get close to those festivals. You can't start
seed money
shirts.
Would help.
Yeah. Snow Cone's supposed to be working on that. Thought he had all these ideas. Get us some seed money.
He's on it.
Investing.
On it.
That's what we need. We need a portfolio, right? Isn't that how you make money?
I think that's what it's called, yeah.
Yeah, and you've got that that stock.
Portfolio?
Yeah, maybe you could take that stock and diversify it. Do you know what that means?
No.
I thought that's good.
It seems like it's good. I feel like it's good, and I thought for sure Lazo would be the one to know because he goes on Wall Street bets more than we do.
Yeah,
so I thought
still,
maybe he had something. Snow Cone, you should start looking into that. And then you could put together some sort of a portfolio.
I want to diversify this portfolio.
Yeah, I want to see high risk, you know, medium risk and low risk, and just show us the
some kind of overhead thing.
Yeah, we're done with that. Deep poke his mom.
Yeah, that can be part of it. That could be your guarantee. You know, we might be willing to put more money up if that's part of the guarantee. A guy in Denver is mad because his neighbor has a dog that take the dog on walks and the dog poops in yards, including the neighbor's yard.
Yeah.
People don't like it when your dog poops in their yard and you don't clean it up. You should clean up after your dog. And if you've ever been on the app or the website Nextdoor, I'd say it's about 80% of the conversations are going on, at least in my neighborhood, at least half. But I would say more than half of the conversations. It always goes back to, these people aren't cleaning up after their dogs. It's like a still, you know, a camera shot from someone's doorbell cam, and they're like, who is this person? They've let their dog poop in my yard three times, and they have to get this person. Well, this guy decided that that wasn't enough. I don't know if he took to next door or not, but he did walk outside of his house, go to the neighbor that owns the dog's house, pull his pants down, and poop in the yard.
Oh, good.
It seems like something from a 90s comedy movie, right? You don't do that in real life.
A man was walking his dog, comes up here and pulls his shorts down and defecated on our property. I think it's probably retaliation. I just like to think that most people are going to be courteous and respectful and responsible pet owners and clean up after them. But when these kinds of things happen, you end up on the news.
I don't understand how you do it. I understand like how you do it, but at what point, and I don't know this guy's story, do you have a wife, do you have kids, like,
right,
you just went over there and pulled your pants down in the neighborhood,
sure,
and pooped in the yard, and did you tell your family, like, I'm gonna get these people back, I'm gonna get these dog owners
oh
back.
It's done. That's pooping in a fit of rage.
It's total rage,
but
right?
You don't have time to discuss it. You're just, I am mad and I'm gonna poop in your lawn.
And maybe that should be a defense. You know, when you go to court and they're like, hey, you defecated in someone's yard,
yeah, that's a crime of passion,
right? That you go, hey, look, obviously, Your Honor, I was not in my right mind. No one in their right mind goes over and poops in the neighbor's yard. It's just, it's not happening. It's like those videos that you see. I know people post them on Reddit. They probably originate on TikTok and stuff. But like the woman who walks in the grocery store and she just lifts her skirt up as she's walking and poops on the floor. The people that do that in public, what the hell is going on? They look like perfectly normal people. That is seriously disturbing behavior if you are able to poop in public like that. Poop at the mall, poop in the grocery store. That is so foul and disgusting. I can't get my I know what you're
you
gonna say.
Pooped
I
in
pooped
a
in
purse.
A purse. I was a kid though.
I know,
these
still,
are adults,
you did it.
And they go to the grocery store and do it in the aisle.
So it's not like you can't fathom it. You said I can't fathom it. You can fathom it.
But he see
that like I can't fathom smoking cigarettes in high school. Like I don't think I should have, and I don't like to see kids do it now, but I can fathom it because I did it. You're like, I can't fathom pooping in public, and yet you pooped in a purse. Like, you can literally fathom it.
But the
you
other
can.
You
like,
do.
I don't know if you know that
you're
word.
Right. You're right. No, you're right.
I don't know if you're using it. You keep right. saying it, but I'm not sure you know what it means because
you're
you
right.
can fathom it. I know you can fathom it. I'm positive you can fathom it.
You're right. You're right. But
you can actually go back and time travel through your brain and remember doing it.
But
you'd be like, in the past, I did that.
But I took the purse into the bathroom to poo before I left. It's the act of pooing in front of people. You see what I'm saying? Look, you know what? I realize as soon as I said it, I shouldn't have said it because I really don't have very strong ground, at least, to stand on. So I'm just going to just let that be the end of it and say, you know, pick up after your dogs and don't poop in other people's yards. Do you still get on your Nextdoor app ever?
Yeah.
You check it out?
Around.
Anything good lately?
No. Not
it's,
really.
It's all free junk. Like, you know, hey, I've got this free stuff, and nobody wants this. Well, I mean, maybe somebody does, but it's usually junk. I know Lazo doesn't want it. And then people picking up after their dogs. I feel like it used to be fun. People used to gossip on there.
Yeah, there's still some fights, I think, on mine.
Really?
Yeah, like, you know, somebody be like, you know, my Ring doorbell caught this person soliciting something. They came to my door three times, and I didn't answer, and then somebody will respond. I think it's what I read the other day, and somebody's like, why don't you just answer and tell them you're not interested instead of complaining all the time? Like, well, I have a no soliciting sticker on my door. They just go back and forth. Like, who cares? Just answer it. Some college kid trying to sell something. For Christ's sake, just tell them no. Like, well, they should respect my sticker. Like, you go back. I'm like, okay.
They should. I'm with her. They're supposed to. I think it's the law.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
All right, let me hear. What do you got for me?
Okay, so if you check your Twitter, you may have seen, or you will see, if you just go on there. I think she's very attractive.
Okay.
And I haven't heard you bring up Tuesdays with Lazo in a long time. I haven't heard you
mention. I've been coaching football on Tuesdays.
Yeah, you've been doing busy. You've been busy
yeah,
with sports.
Been busy.
Little League sports. And, yeah, I mean, you're not seeing anyone. I don't think you haven't said anything about that. Okay. So, Snowcone, you want to play some of the audio here, this message that we've got? Here we go.
Okay, Detroit. The Detroit Lions say jump. I say how high. Here
this.
Is part four of the series of dating NFL fan bases. Let's talk about the Lions. Would I date a Lions fan? Why, yes, I would. Let me start by saying this has got to be the most lovable fan base. Yep. Let me explain. I think we can all agree that when you envy or don't like a fan base, it's because they're winning. Sorry, Lions, but I don't think anyone has a problem with you
left
if you're catching my drift.
It's true, I understand.
So a man that is a Detroit Lions fan is not only loyal when times are tough, mm-hmm. but they're extremely lovable. Probably the most lovable guy or likable guy in the friend group.
It is worse if
not only
wrong.
Is he loyal, but he's patient. Mm-hmm. You know? Good things take time.
He's also dead inside.
Are they angry?
And emotionally unavailable. And that's what she forgets about. We're dead. We can't be hurt by anything anymore. And that's where she kind of misses the boat.
Again, just a really lovable guy. You know, I vote that the Lions become America's new team.
I agree.
Clearly
with that.
Winning has nothing to do with America's team. So let's make it the Detroit Lions.
She gets, she takes it a little farther in the end. I felt, kind of bad. She's being nice enough in the beginning. I agree with some of what she's saying.
I mean, I'm just listening to her. I can tell she doesn't know anything about football.
Why is that?
She's a woman to start with.
Wow.
Sounds like a girl talking.
I didn't even see him really drinking today. Did you?
No, he snuck it in.
Where did this come from?
He snuck it in.
Man, no wonder Tuesdays haven't been brought up in a while. This is maybe her approach. As I was watching that, it's very cute, okay?
It is,
I get it.
Of course.
She's talking about fan bases, and I thought...
And I just hit her with that only because she was making fun of my Detroit Lions. I don't believe that to be true.
Could there be, and if there is one, I think I know what it would be, obviously, for you at least, but could there be a team that a girl is a fan of that you absolutely just draw the line and say, I can't see you at all because
of you?
It? Yeah, I can't date. And I assume it would probably be Ohio, right?
So Ohio State, yeah, I can't date someone who's an Ohio State fan.
What if they were casual fan.
Yeah.
Well, are they going to wear the shirt over to my house, leave a sweatshirt around every once in a while?
Yeah.
And every Saturday that we're going to have to watch the Ohio State game?
Most of them.
Yeah, f*** you.
Whoa.
Well, that's not casual.
My house.
Casual. No. Once a month they happen to wear an Ohio State hoodie. They catch the game if it's on. They don't make you watch it.
There are every now and then you're going to be pictured on your social media or hers. The two of you together and she's wearing an Ohio State sweatshirt.
Because house divided.
One.
We can put a little sign flag up in our front yard if it really works out. Yeah, no, I'm not interested.
All right, hold on. What if she's not even actually a fan? What if it's her family, they're real big fans or maybe she even went to school there or something.
You went to school
But she never watches the games. She just has some Ohio State stuff. You know,
she's dumb.
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
She just has some stuff, There's some Ohio State stuff. She wears it. But she's not big. And she didn't know anything about college football. Not a huge fan.
Yeah.
But
she does say the Ohio State.
Yeah, no. If she takes it that serious and, put stuff on her Instagram with the capitalized, get out of here. I don't need it.
Is that the only
not
team?
Not interested.
The only sport, the only team? Is there another rivalry in sports, someone that you dislike so much that
there may have been a time a long time ago, if you were an Avalanche fan, not anymore. There's not hockey on TV anymore, and I don't follow it as much. And so
that's how I was
Michigan State, Notre Dame. That want to be.
I mean, I'm not excited about it.
Okay,
but it's not a deal breaker.
But it's not a deal breaker. Came over in your Michigan. I think I have a Michigan State shirt somewhere that I wear sometimes. I just been handed down through the ages. Wear that when you're. Taking out the trash or something.
Okay. What about, because I believe you for the most part, but I do think that there is a level of appeal that this person could have where you're saying, I got to overlook this. And I even believe that there is a level of appeal that this person could have where not only do you overlook it, I think you might just pretend to be an Ohio State fan.
Okay, no.
You're saying there's not a woman out there in the world that could bring you to start buying Ohio State stuff and cheering the games Ohio State.
Lindsay Lohan shows up with Ohio State
Ohio
hoodie
State
on.
Hoodie. She's like, that's the one thing I'd like to watch the games with.
That's the one thing.
I hope you're a fan. Yeah.
I'd be like, no, that's not the one thing. There's a million different things.
Well, now she's walking
And now
out.
You're just bothering
she's
me.
Leaving. She's leaving.
You're doing it on purpose. Get out of here.
You could pretend to be a fan for someone, right?
Oh, I would not put on an Ohio State shirt. I really would. I just wouldn't. I feel like I can't.
Okay. How about
and
this?
And, I didn't even go to school there. I went to the University of North London. I grew up. I hate them. I hate everything about them. And so I just couldn't put the shirt on. I feel like I'd be betraying every Saturday afternoon since I was a child. And there's no real, I get it. I'm a townie, I didn't play on the team or anything, but I just couldn't do it.
Okay.
It's like you. You wouldn't put on a Raiders hat, would you?
I wouldn't want to wear it, but is there someone out there who could get me to start wearing Raiders stuff? Yeah, probably.
Really?
Sure.
Someone that would just make you be a Raiders fan?
I wouldn't actually be a fan. I said pretend to be a fan, that you would pretend
to
be a fan.
You walk around with a Raiders hat. Yeah. You're a fan. Who cares? I mean, you are.
I'm sure there's someone
I'm with
you.
I'm not putting on a Mizzou hoodie.
No, right? No, I guess I'm not doing it.
No.
There's you got to make a stand somewhere.
It's hard
if they were like, we're Cowboys fans, I'm like, Cowboys fan? But I'd be like, all right, I'll buy a Cowboys hat. Right. That's just I hate him,
dumb and
but I do hate him, right.
Whatever. Yeah, that doesn't bother me as
like,
much.
Oh, we love Aaron Rodgers. I'd be like, okay, great. We love Aaron Rodgers. But whatever. But not, you know, you got to take a stand somewhere.
It's difficult for me because it's hard for me to imagine an attractive girl in Raiders gear.
Right.
You know what
of
I mean?
Course.
Like, I just am having a hard time picturing it. But obviously, if someone came along and of course, maybe she's... got some money. She's doing all right. Basically, she's great looking. I know it's hard to imagine, but if that person existed, would I put on a Raiders shirt for her?
You would?
Come on, man.
Probably now too. I feel like the rivalry's still there. I grew up with it.
Yeah.
I really don't like it, but you know, I can. I do the mental gymnastics and say, look, you know, they're in Vegas now. It's not as big a rivalry as it used to be. We've beaten them so many times. And then also, you know, I don't want to deny my, you know,
what?
You know, my sexual side for just what for a little bit of sports.
You
know
what
I mean?
Deny your sex. Right.
No, deny myself, you know, the great sex and everything. Just
find a girl who's not wearing a Raiders hat?
Like, well, of course, no.
There are 50 million women or something. Just find one who's not a Raiders fan.
No, it's not going to happen. I'm saying, could it happen? Like, could there potentially be a girl? Sure, there could be. There could be, but it's not someone who would date me anyway, let alone her being a Raiders fan. It's like the Lindsay Lohan thing. That's why we're using that as an example. So, and the other thing
But I'm telling you, if Lindsay Lohan showed up in an Ohio State shirt, if she just showed up in it, it would be fine. I'd be like, well, okay, don't love that, but I wouldn't mention anything. But if she was like, you know, we have to go to the, I'm going to fly you to the games on the weekend, you're going to put on that hat. I'd be like, you know, no, we're not. And I know that I would be interested. I'd be like, no, we're not. We're not.
Yeah,
I'm not.
It might not be
You're
built
not.
To last. I don't
You're
know
my
how
girl
long.
Now. Take the hat off.
She'd have to be really cool. Like we'd have to get along really well. It's not happening. You could live a million lifetimes and it's not encounter this. So it's. I'm just saying, could it potentially happen? Is it something that I would be willing to do if the circumstances were perfect? Yeah, probably. I don't want to say no because I think I probably would. Sex is.
Well, I mean, we all know that. Anybody who's listened to this show for more than a year knows that you ain't big on standing up for yourself and compromising your morals isn't like out of the question.
No,
right.
Exactly. Yeah,
right.
I'm not
so,
like
I mean,
a person
like,
of
yeah.
strong character or anything like that. No one ever accused me of it.
Right.
Now back to you.
Yeah.
Would you rather? Like, which would be worse? I guess. Lindsay Lohan has this, you know. Love of Ohio State and some Ohio
and
State
a love
gear,
of me.
Or she is very conservative. Just not even conservative, doesn't act conservative, just very team Republican, team GOP. Loves it. Loves Marjorie, loves Boebert, loves Trump, loves all of them, loves Matt Gaetz and all the ones on TV. Which one would you prefer? The political divide or the sports divide?
The political divide.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah. I'm being honest, just because I feel like I could ignore it. Like, unless she's coming over with like a sweatshirt that says, I love Republicans or something. Like, I don't like gay people.
See,
unless
she was,
she's like wearing all, I, like, I know you're, now I just think you're not even a bad person. You're just kind of dumb.
Right,
you just, you know, like, it's okay. And we don't have to talk about it. I'm not going to fall in love with you. But I'm telling you, man, Saturdays are sacred.
Right.
You don't come over to my house with your red sweatshirt, your stupid red slippers, and your red winter cap, right? Like, I don't need that.
Yep.
There's some things I'm already fine with arguing a lot of things. I don't need you in my life.
I think
I know
preferable.
Republicans. It's fine. We figured it out.
Yeah, but that's a different level of Republicans. If they're a fan of Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Right, exactly. That's a better one. Because at least I just think you're crazy.
Yeah, you're
you know
crazy.
How many crazy people I've dated? Millions. Like, we're good. They're all, like, it's fine. Like, now you're just crazy. Like, I like my, you know, you don't even know who she is. Like,
let's
I don't
Brandon.
Know, but I,
let's I go
right, I read it
somewhere.
She tries
somewhere, to start the chant right? at a sporting yeah. event.
You have to deal with that.
But I honestly, I'm with Lazo on this because I think it's, I think it's preferable. I think I'd rather, I know that sounds crazy, Snowcone.
No,
for some reason, even though it should be so much more important, the politics that a person holds dear, that should be more important than their favorite college sports team, right? Or NFL
well, here's
team.
The thing.
But
I
it's
think,
not
I
to
think,
me.
Here, this is why. I think politics is a belief. Okay?
Yeah.
I believe this.
Yes.
That I feel like you can come around on. And I'm sure Republicans listening to this right now, they're like, Lazo, if you just read some more, you come around to our way of thinking.
Okay.
You can come around to things. Die hard sports fans for a team, that's conviction.
That's
and I can't change that from you. That's okay. part of you.
You're right.
If you we just talk every once in a while over dinner and I'm like, you know, a woman should have choice, right? And you're like, right. man, no, man, I like aliens. And you're like, okay.
I like
all right, well, you know, we're you know.
Yeah, but I ain't
we're getting
in trying
there.
To
you know,
you.
We're just over the salad bar. It was a step in the right direction. There's no way I'm going to be like, you know, Michigan is really better than Ohio State. Like, that, you know, that ain't happening. You can't argue that. That's not an argument. That's conviction.
Yep, you're right. It's not logical.
Uh-huh.
It's and
it's conviction. You can't
point.
Argue that.
I see your point.
I don't know why, Snowcone, but honestly, if you're giving me a choice, same girl, okay, and I'm going to go out with her, mm-hmm. and she's either going to be in a Let's Go Brandon t-shirt while we're out together or
okay.
a Raiders shirt.
You didn't say she was going to wear a Let's Go Brandon.
I'm saying.
That,
if
I'm if like, she's my
in,
God.
Well, if she's in Raiders
did.
Gear, if she's in Raiders gear, or she's got her, you know.
I didn't know she was
going to
wear a Let's Go Brandon shirt. That's different because now I'm at Chili's and they're like, there's a Let's Go Brandon guy.
Yeah,
that's bad. Because at least she's wearing an Ohio State shirt. I can be like, and somebody's like, oh, I like Ohio State.
Right.
I'm like, good, you're both idiots. And then
right,
walk by,
right?
Right. Let's Go Brandon thing's a little harder.
But see, I think you
that's
had, I think,
saying.
No. I think you had it the first time because
no.
I think I go with the Let's Go Brandon shirt because.
But if she went and actually bought a Let's Go Brandon shirt, we're
right.
starting to get to conviction now.
Yeah,
right.
Well, that's.
Like,
right.
if she was just like, I'm a Republican and I like these things, that's one thing.
Yeah, it's.
If she's
team.
Driving the Trump unity bridge,
right.
what you're trying to say now, it's a whole different deal.
Yeah.
Now it's like telling me the girl's not doesn't only like Ohio State. She used to be in the marching band. Like, there's a big deal now.
You know, I think part of it too, though, is that we a lot of times will have members of our immediate family or you know close relatives at least that have very different political views than ours. We see them at
right.
Thanksgiving. We see them maybe at the dinner table every night. I don't know, but no one in my family, no cousins, no uncles, no nieces, no one has ever shown up anywhere. In Raiders gear. I've never seen them in Raiders outfits. That's not something that happens. So it's a lot more shocking. It's harder for me to comprehend the idea of being close to this.
No.
Now, again, I'm the one who said it's not an absolute deal breaker. There's a world where maybe I'm willing to overlook that. But if I'm given a choice, I honestly don't know which one
Let's
I'm choosing.
Brandon shirt.
I don't
You're
know.
Out of your mind.
How into the Raiders is she?
Come on.
Is she putting the face paint
on
Sundays? Like, I don't know, man.
A Let's Go Brandon shirt is.
It's
that's
bad.
That's tough to
it's
swallow.
It's bad. It's bad. So, okay, then take away the Let's Go Brandon shirt. We'll take
right.
it. We'll knock it down a peg. And we'll just say, you know, the Ohio State gear, all that stuff for the sports fan. But the Republican is just like, you know, anytime politics comes up,
yeah.
you disagree.
Yeah.
That's an easy choice.
That's
though.
An easy choice.
I don't even
yeah.
think that's so bad. I think I could find myself with someone who's
sure.
Republican.
I'm guessing I probably dated people who are, and
yeah.
I've just
yeah.
we just never came up because
yeah.
they know how I think.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not really going to bring that up.
Yeah, and when you start to get to know someone, you're like, I think I'm starting to get something
uh-huh.
here that I don't want to know.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to know more about this part of you, and you kind of leave it up there in the air for a while.
Yeah.
And we know there are people who are famously together who have very
sure.
different political
James Carville.
Views. Yeah, so... Also, the thing that's unifying you is that, well, we're all American, right? What we all want is supposed to be the same thing, which is for, you know, I don't know, America to do well. We all love our country, whatever. Whereas with the sports thing, it does feel like you were saying earlier, Laszlo, you can't change your mind. I feel like I could slowly start to get you to come a little bit towards the center with the politics.
Maybe.
And eventually, or we just figure out ways not to talk about it. But if you're so into the Raiders that you're going to games and you put the face paint on, your friends
yeah.
come over and they've got silver
got
and black
studded
pom-poms.
No.
Yes, I can't.
No.
You're wearing the studs on
no.
the shirt.
Although,
it
may be easier if you're a Chiefs fan now.
Yeah.
Because just every week you're like, you suck.
That's
and then,
true.
Yeah.
you know, you just
it's made the
have
rivalry
your way with her. Yeah. Like, yeah. How about that? How about that? Right? Like, this is, you're not
he
good.
Meant your team has their way.
Yeah, and then you like we're gonna make love, and I'm dominant because my team's better than yours. It would be bad for me because Ohio State. Oh, and she's like, look, we kicked your ass, and now I'm gonna dominate you. You're like, such a, this is emasculating. I can't do that.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo. What's going on?
Okay. Here's the list. The question was something that you absolutely will not tolerate when it comes to sex.
Okay.
The thing you can't tolerate in the bedroom, you won't. You put your foot down. And I was looking for something that I thought maybe Laszlo would agree. The closest thing I could find, I had to scroll down a ways.
Okay.
But I did find someone and I thought, ooh, no, I had not thought of this scenario. But a couple of people said, no clowns. If someone likes to dress up like a clown, they, you know, they're not interested. They hate clowns that much.
I'm into that party.
You're into it? See, I thought it could be going on.
I mean, I don't
way,
love like, clowns, but...
But now it's...
Now if you're like, hey, we're going to have dirty, sexy clown sex, I'm like...
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
I'll walk down that road with you. I may not do it a second time, but yeah. Yeah. I'm saying this. If and walk with me here. You're at your house. I'm at my house. Whatever. And we've had some drinks. There's a someone that you find attractive there, and they say I have to go to the bathroom. They come back and they come down in some sort of sexy clown costume.
Yeah.
You're like, get out of here.
No.
Is there such a thing?
Yeah.
Sexy
clown. Yeah. Sure.
I went to high school.
Just Google sexy clown.
I'm Googling it right now.
Yeah.
When I was
spend
like,
an hour on that.
Maybe in my mid 20s.
Right. Okay. Just like that. Sexy clown.
Okay.
Yeah. You're leaving. You're like, get out of here.
Nah.
No. You're like, wow, I didn't know. Okay.
When I was like in my early mid-20s, my friends started texting me all like, you know, around the same time saying, hey, did you hear about so-and-so, this girl that we went to school with? And they said, I didn't really know her. I didn't really remember that. Well, I knew what she looked like, but we didn't like hang out or anything. And she was a year younger than us. But they said, she's in clown porn now. And I was like,
that's
not a thing, is it? Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah, no, it's a thing. And so... I looked her up, and sure enough, all of her porn, everyone was in some sort of clown outfit. It's not full,
I mean, don't
like,
get me wrong. It's startling.
Yeah.
When she comes down, and she's got, you know, the fake red wig on, and, you know, but, you know, the full
giant
makeup.
Shoes,
right,
the
But the skirt is low, and the nylons, and you're like, okay, this is what I automatically think is this is something I should be scared of. Mm-hmm. This is something I should not do, and this is something I'm going to see till its end. I'm going to do this.
What if, though, let's say she's incredibly sexy, but when she dresses up like a clown, it's just regular old clown, like Bozo the Clown Show, not just ready to entertain kids, you know?
Well, that would be weird.
That's
sexy clown, though.
Potentially a deal breaker, then, if it's like just dressing up like a clown? Just regular clowns? Sexy clown, yes.
Clown
kind of depends. It's how you got to try and envision someone first. So, but we're gonna say that's definitely not a black and white game.
I'm
ender.
Open to this.
You're
there's
open
a
to
good
the idea.
Chance I like it.
Yeah, you might get it. You might start buying noses and makeup yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Could help you overcome your fear. So, clowns, I think, was the closest thing on here that I thought. Well, maybe that's one that Laszlo would agree with. Being spit on. Okay.
Yeah.
A lot of people. Apparently have dealt with this. I would think that if someone's going to do that, maybe they say something first. I don't know, but they don't like that.
That ain't a deal. But is that a deal breaker for you?
No. I don't know. I'm trying to think of it. I don't think it's ever really happened, though. But anyway, no, I don't think it would be a deal breaker. A lot of people were saying that it's a deal breaker for them.
I don't like it.
Me neither. I'm not into it. But in the moment,
yeah,
if we're talking about it at dinner before, hey, tonight, I'd be like, no, I'd rather you not. But yeah, if it just happens in the moment and she just, you know, and I'm like, ugh. Like, okay.
I mean, that's not great.
It's not great.
It's not great.
It's not. But am I saying, like, what are you doing? This is over. Leave. No.
Nah.
Probably not. But I do think that's the kind of thing
you can
get some consent.
No, I'm good.
You don't draw the line there?
I think he actually likes it. His face is red. He's like, damn, man.
He did not want to be asked about that.
I know. I mean, he's like, no, I'm good. Because I could see him. He's like looking away. Like, I ask people to do that.
No.
And there's probably people listening who are like, don't even say no, snow cone.
Yeah, that's not an absolute deal breaker for me. I'm with you. Not preferred. I'm not requesting it, but I don't think it's going to end it. And if it happens over and over and over again, I may eventually, you know, after we're done, at some point be like, do you have to spit?
Right? Spit back, see where we're at.
Yeah. You know?
See what's happening here.
Assume that they're into it. Oh, and this was another one that I saw that, okay, maybe Lazo would agree with this, but I don't think so. But some people said they will not have sex with someone if that someone says there are mandatory cuddles that have to happen after sex.
Okay, maybe we have not. To maybe cuddle. That might break it up for me.
You better cuddle me or we can't have sex. There's an agreement.
No, don't put any sort of rule on what I have to do after.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Yeah. I don't think that's a good way to go about it. If you're going to try and force the cuddles, you got to go before anyway. If someone doesn't like to cuddle and you really want Lazo to cuddle you, I think the best way to do that would say, well, cuddle me first.
I like the idea of that now, I will, again, bestow sex upon you. But for that, you have to then do something for me afterwards. I don't like that. It shouldn't be barter.
Right. Okay, here's one actually this might be a deal breaker. It would certainly at least stop me in my tracks in the moment. But if the other person just whips out their phone and starts recording, they just start filming. And you're like, what are you doing?
Yeah, no,
you're like,
I
like this. Then I have to pause. Now, I may try and get you to delete that and let's go back to what we're doing. But I don't, if you just whip out your phone and start recording me, that's.
I might want you to delete it after, but there's no real chance that you can get that done. Like, there's a real pause there. Like, oh no.
If she just whips her phone out.
Right. Like, and are you doing? Live streaming
this? She's holding it like this. Right.
Like, what is happening? But there's also a part of me that's like, all right, well, I'm gonna pull out my phone.
It's at least a game pauser.
Right.
I think for me.
Where am I going to go with this? All right, well, I'll record you.
I'd be much.
There's something to that.
The spitting, I think, is a
the recording is something. Like, I don't need you posting that on Facebook.
Exactly. So we need to stop and talk about this, I think. Please. So maybe that is a game changer because I'm saying that I will, or a deal breaker, because I'm saying that it is going to stop until they put the phone away.
That's a good one.
Okay. All right. Now this one. A lot of these things just fell into the category of I don't prefer it, but not a deal breaker, but doing weird voices.
But hold on a sec. Yeah. Don't forget it. Well, I just go back to that recording because I don't like to say no to anything.
Right, sure.
But let's say it's this girl you're wildly attracted to. And you're like, yo, quit recording. And then she starts saying like filthy stuff while she's recording. Like, I know you want to watch this or whatever. There's a chance you're like, okay.
I think it scares me too much.
Let's keep going. Snow Cone, you're with me? Like what she starts saying about it, maybe you're like, okay. I know this again. I know it's bad, but here we are.
I mean, it's like you've always said, horny always wins.
Right, exactly. And I think you're lying, Slim. I think if they start saying the things you want to hear,
no, but
I know, but I'm saying I think if they're saying the things you want to hear, and it feels the way you want to feel, I think they can get you to do just about anything.
If I was drunk and they were doing it, then maybe. But I think if I'm sober and that happens, I'm too scared.
I've never had sex sober, so I don't know.
I'd be way too scared. I'd be too nervous.
I don't know why you would do that.
I wouldn't be able to think about anything other than what is going on your phone.
Sex sober?
Like you said, the live streaming, who knows what she's doing over there? I would definitely, we would have to pause. We'd have to stop. I don't think I could keep going. The weird voices. People use the example of like, you know, doing baby voices, like little kids' voices.
But you do that all the time.
Not during sex.
How can you not do it during sex? You talk like that all the time. I heard you talk on the phone. You talk about where you're going to go to dinner in baby voices.
Yeah. We don't.
That's got to come up during every moment of your life.
No, you don't. You don't talk sweet and innocent when you're having sex. That's weird. It's a weird juxtaposition.
Oh, I'm sure she's like, you know, come over here and cuddle me, little baby boy. And you're like, yeah, little baby girl.
No.
I'm positive you do.
People also gave examples, and this can't be a real thing.
Does.
But like girls that would do, which I've never encountered this, so I don't know. Maybe I wouldn't be totally out the door. But girls doing like cartoon voices or doing impressions
like
Daffy
or
Duck or Goofy the dog. I'm like, okay, that's completely abnormal.
I don't.
But that would be weird.
It'd be very weird. But I've also never encountered that. So. I've never heard someone say, like, you won't believe it.
Daffy Duck?
Yeah.
Or Beavis?
Right. She just starts doing that? Yeah, that's really uncomfortable.
No. Yeah, also, like, okay.
Right. Like, this is
your kind of part.
This is what she's into, I guess? I don't know. Yeah, when they said the cartoon voices, especially, I was like, man. Again, shut not up, something bitch. I know. Right. What? She just, right. Every time she goes full in character as soon as sex begins, and she's in character that whole time. No. Yeah, I don't know. Bad hygiene.
Who does that though?
That's what I'm saying. I've never heard someone say.
Never heard say. I was having a one night stand, sexless girl, and she just broke into Bugs Bunny voice.
Right. Like, never once.
I mean, I guess it's probably happened, but.
Right, somewhere at some point.
Of course, because everything's happened. I mean, I don't know what that rule is on the internet, but there's porn for it. If you can think about it, there's porn for it. So I'm sure there's porn for it, cartoon voice porn, but I haven't come across it.
I have not either, and I don't expect to. I think you could live many, many, many lifetimes and never come across something like that. And for there to be multiple people talking about that in the thread, I feel like some of them are just like, yeah, that would be bad. Yeah, there's no way you've actually experienced that, right? That many people have
people talking about it, then it's happened. Here we are. Welcome to whatever, wherever we are.
I mean, I guess, billions of people, you're right, it's bound to happen. Bad hygiene is a very common answer, although not even close to number one, but bad hygiene. Now, here's the thing about bad hygiene. I think that bad hygiene can get very annoying after a while. But in the moment, the first time, right? How bad are we talking?
No.
You're what? You're done?
No.
No, okay. I thought you were like, no bad hygiene. I was like, really? I did not think
you,
that was
even for you, you like them when you tell your girlfriend, like, go run on the treadmill. Yeah, get yourself all sweated up. So
sweat, yeah.
For you, it's even more so. Like,
But I'm thinking like if they stink or something, people were talking about being dirty and smelly, and I thought, I get
what
I'm
saying.
Great,
you're
but,
like, run and get stinky, like run outside in the hot weather. Like, I mean,
I'm
not saying there's
BO,
anything wrong with it. Don't be, defensive.
I'm not into smells, but if someone
with sweaty running outside? I mean, said you wanted her hairy armpits at one point. Hairy legs, don't shave anything.
No hairy
run
legs.
Outside.
I definitely never said no
hairy
legs.
Armpits and running outside in 100 degree weather. I mean, my God, man. Like,
I told her I don't care if she shaves her armpits.
Right, and you like her sweating. So
I do like.
You can't be like, hey, clean yourself up.
No, I like when you touch their back and it's, you're sweating.
Hey,
right?
Look, nobody.
Like,
I'm just saying.
I'm just explaining it. That's what it is.
You,
I'm saying that's what I like.
And the sweaty armpits, like you like it.
But I don't want to introduce negative smells if we can avoid that. I've obviously been around that before where you encounter someone and there's a bad smell. And a lot of times that happens also. I don't know why it seems like it's usually the first time you've had sex with that person.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why is that? Is it because this wasn't planned out in advance? You didn't have enough time? I mean, you both went out that night knowing that there was a chance. I don't know. But yeah, that seems to be the only time that ever comes up is when it's that first encounter. If it's a recurring problem, I think you say something. But yeah, in the moment, Laz already said no. Snow cone, are you stopping? Like, you're done?
I mean, you have to define, like,
bad BO.
You're not stopping.
Not for bad BO, no.
Or you know, yeah.
You're not stopping.
It's
the
stinks.
First time, no. Nah.
Yeah, okay, all right.
I may be like, I'm not going to call that person.
Yeah.
But I'm not stopping.
Yeah.
I didn't stop for clown car show.
Yeah, no, I'd rather have
let
the clown.
Let alone just, like, a normal human thing. Like, oh, she doesn't smell that great. Like, whatever. I think literally I just had sex with a clown 10 minutes ago. Now I'm going to be like, you know what? Put on some perfume. Like, that ain't a deal breaker, obviously.
No.
We went through a lot of scenarios that I said yes to.
Yeah, and it's one that we have all encountered. Everyone's encountered that at some point. I mean, most people, I would think. That's a pretty common one. A lot more so than Goofy's voice, I would think. Then
Goofy's voice is weird.
Yeah, it's really weird. The top ones are, selfishness. Okay, yeah, I don't care.
Don't care. Right. I actually like it.
Be selfish. I don't know. Just
do it.
Whatever.
I don't care.
I'm just glad that we're here together. We're doing this. This is great news. Being competitive. I don't really know.
I like that.
What does that mean, being competitive?
I don't know, but I like it.
Okay, so people apparently don't like that.
I do like that.
And then calling me names like dad instead of daddy or
dad.
I thought, well, who's calling you dad? And someone said, I once had a woman call me dad. Okay, dad, instead of daddy. And I thought, okay, well, again, this is a one in a billion.
But also, that doesn't stop me.
No.
Not for a minute.
Nope.
I'm like, whoa.
I notice it.
I notice it, and I think we need to delve into this a lot further.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that are, you have just opened my eyes to a lot of things that maybe we could travel down that road.
Yeah.
And see where we are. As consenting adults, right?
Right. Yeah.
Of
absolutely.
Course. Yeah. No, anything weird you say, I'm in.
Yeah, it's going to get my attention.
I want to figure that out. Of course, in a good way.
Then the top two, no foreplay. Of course, people talk about foreplay all the time. Obviously not a deal breaker for me. No. But the number one answer, I think, is a deal breaker, and that's biting. in sensitive areas.
Yeah, no.
I can't do the biting
no.
in sensitive areas. I can't. I can't. I mean, like, I will push away, right?
Yeah.
So I wish it hadn't happened. Am I mad now? Like, you know, I don't ever want to see you again. No. But if it's something that has to happen for you, like you just have to bite, then I guess that one I have to agree is probably a deal ender. Is it for you? They have to.
I'm not like we have to stop right now.
Like if she's like, well, I have to bite. That's how I try to figure it out.
I mean, I don't know what you could do to make me stop for that. Even a lot of these are like, I'm not going to follow up.
Yes, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Most of them I'm finishing.
But with the biting, I don't
like,
know.
Yeah, even with the biting, like, I think most of them, even my mind's like,
my instinctive
this.
Reaction is, ow, stop.
Right, of yeah. course. And I'm trying to get away.
Yeah.
I'm trying to make sure we don't do this anymore. And maybe I can limit the amount of biting, but I'm not like, you need to leave. I can't imagine saying you need to leave.
Yeah, I feel like if the biting is an absolute must, then I guess I'd probably be done there at that point. Once I realize that, I can't.
You say you have to leave? You have to leave my house.
Not leave, but like I can't continue having sex if you're going to keep biting
really?
Me.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, no. I don't like that at all.
I don't like that either, but I'll figure it out. I'll put a pillow around me somehow. I got no problem defending myself against these f***ing crazy clowns.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo. That's it, man. We're done. Did you get any hot leads on the text line there?
I did not.
Nothing planned. Man, I'm bummed it's been so long that you didn't even remember what it meant to be alive on a Tuesday. We had to remind you earlier. It's Tuesday. You know what that means, Laz. It's a big day.
Yeah, no, like, I know. Look, I'm busy. About. I got contract negotiators. I'm not sure if I have a job. I got, you know, stressful. My eye.
I know you need something.
You know, I haven't been feeling great. I got, you know, then I got kids and sports, you know.
There's a clown.
A lifetime of things going on right now.
I know, but still late. It's a little later in the evening when that stuff is done. It's nice to just unwind and relax. So
yeah, that's not unwinding and relaxing.
Oh, it's not. It's not fun.
That's competitive sports.
Oh, right. You got to put on all the clown makeup and stuff too.
Well, whatever, you know. Exactly, but it ain't yet. That ain't something you just relax and watch a TV show.
Okay, that's true. You feel more tired the next day. Not restored. Yeah.
Of course.
It's not like a vacation. It is fun, though, right?
Oh, it's a ton of fun. I mean, what, the next morning or the night?
I mean, it's so much fun.
The next morning's bound with regret.
It is regret, enough so that, like, you think I shouldn't have done that? Or do you tell yourself, like,
I don't ever think I shouldn't have done that.
Okay. That's what
I mean. But, I mean, I think I shouldn't have done that.
Okay.
Right?
Well, I didn't know.
But given a chance to do it again, I will do it again. But I shouldn't have done that.
Right.
It's not like I shouldn't have done that, like when you get caught stealing a car. Like, I shouldn't have stolen a Lexus. I'm not going to steal a Lexus again. This is like, I shouldn't have done that. But, I mean, I will do it again. It's not that bad.
It's like staying up too late. You know, you're binging something and you need to go to bed. And then you're like, I shouldn't have stayed up all night watching that dumb show.
Right.
But if it was sex, I'm like, I'm really tired from sex.
I stayed up all night with all the clown stuff. But then you're like, you know, whatever.
It was...
You know, you get to work and you got some white makeup on the top of your head.
Just a little spot there.
You're like,
teeth marks, because apparently you're being bitten.
Drive all the way in, you still got a red nose on, trying to explain that to your friends and family. It's not, I mean, there's a lot to unpack, but you'd do it again.
Yeah. Well, let's just say that tonight isn't fully planned yet, right? We don't know.
I do not know.
Something could happen. So I'll be thinking about you. And if anyone else is looking for something to do on a Tuesday night, you probably got his number.
You never know, right?
Never know.
All right. Good show, Junior. Stay positive, kids.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.